Hello.
I hear you.
A nice makeshift podcast. I'm going to take this off. I'm not going to be able to drink with it on, but yeah, I think maybe hold it like down here is probably fine.
Okay. Let's see. Should we do a test maybe? Should I pause this and like then we start back over just to see if the audio works?
It's going to work. It's going to be fine.
Okay.
All right. That's enough. Now you guys have seen. Ha ha. I have a Santa mask. Ha ha. So funny, Matt. Oh, you're so funny. Welcome to a very special episode of What the Heck, the Christmas episode. This was supposed to come out yesterday, but I figured a Christmas Eve episode would be much more appropriate because family's in town and Mike is here, and you guys always like having Mike. So
love me.
We do. We like Mike, and we're home for Christmas, and so we're going to do a special episode of Christmas Talk, and it's just going to be loosey-goosey talking about whatever we want, and it's going to be a What the Heck is Up with Christmas type of episode. It's that time of year when everyone goes home, and you see your family, and you talk to them, and some of you hate your family, some of you love your family. I particularly love my family. It's a fun time to be home, and it's COVID times. So it's COVID Christmas, a very COVID Christmas. That'll be the name of the
VCC.
VCC,
very COVID Christmas.
So yeah, and I wanted to go through a couple things. There's tips and tricks on how to have a very successful Christmas, and you haven't heard these yet. And
oh really?
You have to live by these, and I think you'll agree with most of them. But I think there's only three. I don't remember. Oh, I have to open my voice memo note. I don't know. Whatever. I think there's only three of them that are like the most important. And then if you have any, you can add. Add them. And we'll just kind of go through them one by one. And if we get sidetracked, get sidetracked.
Are these rules for having a successful Christmas? Mm-hmm. Or is this like what is this?
I think it's rules for like how to have a successful Christmas when you're home with your family. Because the older you get, the obviously tougher it is to go home and see your family. And then it's like some people don't like being home with relatives.
True.
So this is my advice on how I have good Christmases every year. You have good Christmases every year.
I have great Christmases.
I don't think we've ever had a bad Christmas here at this household.
There's been bad ones, but not that I can remember. And maybe they're not bad. Maybe they're just less good.
Well, there's never been an event that ruined Christmas for us.
True.
And there's obviously been tiffs and trundles or whatever you want to
call it. Trundles and grundles.
Yeah. But there's never been a really bad Christmas for us, I don't think. So I think we are kind of – we're the authority on this. We're allowed to make these rules.
Yeah, I'm down.
And we have a big family. So this isn't like Grandma Popo and Peepaw and your six people in your family. We have a massive family. We have 100 cousins. I have 8 siblings. Yeah. And our Christmases go smooth every year. So we're allowed to tell you guys how to live your life and how to live your Christmas. And these are helpful tips. And then if you have tips you come up with, Hefa, what are you doing?
I'm just making sure I'm recording. So.
Oh, it's recording. It's fine. Just don't worry about it. And there's a microphone up there just in case all goes poorly.
Okay, you just have to yell.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. So topic number one. This one's very relevant to
year. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to comment?
I'm going to tell the rule because this is one that's very obvious, but some people don't know how to get it through their thick skulls. So I'm going to say the rule, and then I'm going to go over why, and then we can discuss.
Okay, fine.
Very formal.
Fine, great, perfect.
And then we don't have to stick to this. If you want to go off on a tangent, I'm sure things will come up. So number one rule, and this is very relevant to 2020, is no politics. For a successful Christmas, keep politics out of it.
Mom's having a tough one with that one.
It's a tough one with our mom in particular. The older your parents get, the older your grandparents get, the more opinionated they're going to be. So number one rule in my book is keep politics out of everything. If someone brings up politics or brings up something, change the subject or leave the room. If it's something you're passionate about, just don't talk about it. I know it's been a very contentious year politically and with everything going on in the world. Just don't bring it up. I don't think it's worth it. I think it's best to just avoid those situations altogether because our family's pretty politically polarizing, I think, in a lot of ways. And I agree with some things like grandma and grandpa say and what my mom and dad say, but I disagree with some of what they say too. So I Pontius Pilate myself with the situation.
What if you get asked by a relative to opine?
When does that ever happen?
What do you think about X, Y, Z, blah, 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 blah?
Well, it depends on what the issue is, but most of the time I just punt. I'm like, oh, I'll just make a joke. So that's a great way to deflect. So great point. I'm glad you're putting this up.
No, you're welcome.
jokester, trickster, goof is the best way to do this. Comedy is a wonderful defense mechanism. Make a joke about whatever they say. If they do try to force you to answer something, make a joke about it and then laugh and then walk away. Or just like,
yeah,
or true. Just, it'll usually change the subject on the joke alone. Dad's very good at this. Dad'll change the subject on things a lot of the time. He'll just bring up something random. If you hear a conversation kind of drifting into like Trump territory, Biden territory, abortion, like anything like that, you just make just Death bring up something. You. Pretend you're not listening to the conversation and just bring up something random.
Yeah, true. Yeah, true. It's a good point. Steer clear is basically the advice.
Yeah, steer clear.
Steer clear.
Steer clear of politics, and I think that's a very hard thing for a lot of people to do because it's. When you're coming home with your family, everyone wants to talk about something in common.
What about if you're at the dinner table and you don't have the option to walk away?
You get up and go poop.
You start having, I was going to say start having a side conversation, and which automatically makes it awkward and then like moves the conversation.
No, but the other thing you can do, honestly, is just go, can we just not talk about this? I'd rather not talk about this. Like, yeah. We're having a good time. And if you could, because you can sense out your own family, obviously, but you can sense out the people who are like, oh, they're going to disagree with this. They're going to disagree with that. You gotta like also be cognizant of what other people's political opinions are, so you can be like, "Oh, I need to steer clear of this. I don't want." They're gonna get fired up about this.
Hey, who wants some more ham?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or just be like, "Hey, can we just avoid this topic? Like, do we need to talk about this at Christmas?" But it's tough to avoid because so many people. It's like that's the only common ground you can find with some relatives. It's like, "Oh, I haven't seen you all year. I have nothing else to talk to you about. Let's talk about Trump and how
you talk about coronavirus
or something." Yeah, well, that's the thing.
CV.
Yeah, you talk about the old Father COVID.
Father COVID.
The Wuhan flu.
China virus.
China. Pivot. You got to pivot. I don't think it's worth, like, do not give these people the time of day. And everyone has those political people, but it's easy to avoid. And in my opinion, it's not worth having some kind of big blow up.
Actually, I think here I have better advice. Not better advice, but additional advice. You need a plan of attack. So you need a topic to which you can pivot that's just as relevant as politics.
Okay.
So you almost need a current event to go into the weekend with.
Okay, that's a good point. You know what I mean? So if you have a very politically charged family, come in with other topics that you can pivot to.
Like what happened recently. Brexit agreement just got signed today.
Oh yeah.
That's your fallback.
Yeah.
Actually, that's kind of political. It's
political, but if you're in the UK, but I mean, UK politics shouldn't matter here because they don't.
Because they're stupid over there.
They're quite stupid.
No, they're not stupid.
Well, British politics are stupid.
So are American politics.
We don't care.
So are American politics.
No, they're not. They matter the most.
They're all stupid.
They matter. I mean, it's still that's better than talking about American politics. And you can bring up other things like talk about old time Christmas memories with your family. You know,
best and worst Christmas memories. I liked that last night.
Yeah,
even though I didn't do it, I didn't
play. Yeah, I didn't. I don't even know what that was.
Oh, you weren't here.
Oh, okay,
without getting drunk with his friends.
No,
while we were all having
fun. That's a sin, and I don't want to do that. So moving on, that's the most important one. So no politics. Got it. Number two.
Is this where you like insert a little thing where it goes ding ding ding? No politics.
No, that's too much work, and I don't have time for that. Okay. So. Just to picture it in your heads.
Ding, ding, ding.
So number two, these are in no particular order except for that number one. The rest of these can kind of come and go as they please. Number two is this might be controversial if you're a Catholic or straight edge or something, but get drunk. Not hammered, but get drunk. You're with your family. You're here to have a good time. It's the one time you see your family every year. These are all going to have a similar theme, which
is
like,
if you're an alcoholic,
then –
smoke weed, maybe.
Yeah, well, if you're an alcoholic, maybe don't do that. But what are there any alcoholics listening to this?
Could be, dude. You don't know.
I think.
What if in 10 years someone listens to this and they're an alcoholic?
Hopefully they listen to this and go, I'm never going to become an alcoholic because Christmas matters.
Can I get to my point?
Okay. So get drunk. And I think this is important. You know, I'm not saying get hammered. Don't get piss-ass wasted or anything like that. But have fun. You're with your family. Get a good buzz on. Alcohol is a social lubricant. It gets the conversation going. Makes you more fun. If you're a more timid or shy person, it helps you socialize with family members you might not like as much. You know this just as well as I do with a lot of the people we have in our family who are very hard to talk to in the extended family. You go to a certain person's house, my grandma's house, and you have to talk to Uncle so-and-so. Yes, Michael.
Doesn't that immediately contradict with number one? Like, the more drunk you get, the more you are likely to argue about
that. That's what I'm saying. Don't get pissed ass drunk. I guess when I say get drunk, you got to get, like, a buzz. Like, you got to stay in that sweet four.
Sweet zone.
Sweet spot. So, sweet like, spot. 4 to 6 beers and stay in that level.
Well, you don't want to tell a 120-year-old girl to go drink 4 to 6 beers.
Yeah, but for me, that's 4 to 6 beers.
Okay.
4 is is my sweet spot. After I do 4, I'm like, all right, I got to pace myself after this and stay in that nice little buzz zone. That's what I'm saying. Don't get, like, hammered.
Stay in the BZ. Yeah,
and you don't want to be – here's the other thing. You don't want to be wasted because the next day you're going to wake up hungover. That sucks. You don't want to do that. If you stay in the buzz zone the whole time, you wake up the next morning, you feel fine. It's not a –
I agree. No, I'm with you.
So makes you more fun. Makes these conversations with Uncle Hoo-Ha or whoever you're talking to much more bearable. So you can talk about baseball for hours, and it's fine because you're like a little buzz, and it's nice. And it also just like – you can play games. You know, you can play whatever kind of family games you play.
Alternative – advice.
Yeah.
Take an Adderall.
Take an Adderall. This is okay. Great. Great point.
You can talk to anyone about anything if you have Adderall.
Correct. So if you're going to a family function and you would like to take an Adderall, you're very tired, you're on West Coast time, for example, and you want to talk with family, take an Adderall. It'll help you get through those conversations. Where do you and it get also the makes mass go by way faster.
Where can you get the Adderall?
I wouldn't know.
You're not subscribed. If you're not prescribed.
If you're not subscribed to Adderall, go talk to your doctor or talk to your local friend.
Get prescribed to Adderall for your yearly interaction with your family.
Or just drink a lot of coffee if you can't get that. You know? Keep the stimulants coming.
Do something to alter the state of your mind.
Just whatever gets you in a positive mood and talky. You know, like some people can have a cup of coffee and they won't shut up. So if that's what your thing is, then that's your thing. And I think that's going to help the party go by a lot faster. If you go to church like we do, it makes mass go by a lot faster.
Getting drunk and falling asleep in mass also makes it go by faster.
I wouldn't know anything about that. but like these things all matter. Now, you got to be careful now. I'm not saying like – you have to do this with intention. Like, you have to know your own family. Obviously, I'm saying this is what's worked for me, but I know the sweet spot of my family. I know what, you know, the things are. You know, you can't go overboard with any of these, but have fun, essentially. And that kind of leads into my next point. Get drunk, but also have fun. Don't take yourself too seriously when you're with family. This is point number 3.
Wait, can we do one more? What is it? Stay in the BZ.
Stay in the buzz zone, yeah.
Stay in the BZ.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding, 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 ding. Picture it in your mind. I'm not going to edit that in, but picture it in your mind. It's going to take too long. I want to put this up soon. And I already have to take these stupid things and put them in a file.
Okay, fine. I prefer quality over quickness, but
I know, but it's a Christmas episode. Christmas is tomorrow.
Okay, fine.
Which is my fault for not recording this earlier, but whatever. It doesn't matter. I was doing family things. Who cares? So this goes into number 3, which is just be fun. Force yourself to have fun. I know it's not always easy talking to people in your family, and it's not always easy talking to Uncle Norb or the weird priest who comes over for some reason to your family's house and you have to talk to him. But, like, try to be fun. Just try to – for the sake of – you're at a family function, just force a smile.
Even you don't see these people very much. Yeah,
you never see them. This is – you have to think about it like this. This is their one impression of you for pretty much the entire year. And it's vice versa too. So this should happen to everyone at the party. But like how many times have you gone to a family function and you see someone and you're like, that was the worst conversation ever. Nothing has changed in their life. Yeah. And that sucked. Like I was doing so much to try to engage. I'm like, oh, so how's this? That's fine. Okay, how's this? Good. You got to give me something, dude. to riff on.
Yeah, I completely agree. Can I, building off that point, can I add an alternate, like additional like point to this? I think, again, preparing and coming with, like, one or two quibbits of interesting things that happened in the past year could be
And you'll be repeating it a lot, conversation, but that's fine. Or you're going to be an expert on that topic by the end.
And you can slightly change the story with every relative.
Yeah.
And then they talk amongst each other, and their stories are slightly off, and then they have to come back to you, and then you're the talk of the party.
Yeah, 100%. And that, getting drunk goes with this because you're going to be more talkative and you're going to get a little bit more passionate about what you're talking about.
And Matt's over here pooping every 2 seconds, getting hammered and telling us everyone lies.
Every time I bring up Trump, Matt goes to poop.
there's a pattern here.
I agree. I think, yeah, coming with – that's a good drawback to the first point, which is like, yeah, come with some topics. Talk to your family. be engaging. Just put on a face. I know it's so hard to do, but like, you gotta have shit to talk about.
Not if you have Adderall and a couple beers.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That helps. But let's say you're an alcoholic or whatever. You don't feel like, or you don't want to drink. Maybe you drove your family to the party or something. You gotta force it. You have to. That's the one time a year you're seeing these people. Try to have at least some kind of decent relationship with them. You might end up having a good time. Don't just be a, you know, fucking schlub and
yeah, no, I'm with you.
Not give it any effort. And then this is like my last main point. And then if you want to add anything, you're welcome to add stuff. But one-on-one time with people is important. So rather than like if you're in – like for our family, it's probably more relevant, but because there's so many of us. But I always make a point when I come back to have like one-on-one time with each person in the family. Because when you're in a big group and if it's a big family gathering, you're not getting like substantive conversations. It's just like a big yelling thing, you know, and that's when politics can kind of get in the way. But if you're talking to people who haven't seen in a year or like a year and a half, 2 years, 6 months, whatever it is, and you get them, even if you just pull Uncle Hee-Haw to the side and you say, hey, you know, Stryker Magoo is a great pitcher for the Marlins. Okay. Even if you're not interested in it, you're having it. And then maybe you
talk about who's having a great year.
He could, yeah. And then he's like, oh, and you're like, how is your job at the logistics factory? And he's like, we've been factoring a lot of logistics. And then you hear about his life and he's like, oh, my, you know, my friend has a pottery business that's going to take off. You should invest in it. And you're like, oh, I can't invest in this pottery business. And then you build rapport with this person you don't usually talk to. Or if it's like a sibling or something, you're building a relationship with them because it's very easy to get lost in the weeds. I know this frontwards and backwards, and you know this, where if you don't spend that one-on-one time with each of your siblings, you're not really visiting with them.
No, it's like one big old bundle.
We're doing a show. Do you want to come join us?
Well, we can't let there be too much airtime without us entertaining. So
yeah, this is dead air.
You can watch the rest.
You can come. You can join in. You just got to grab your phone and record. Okay. This is dead air, so you better say something funny. Okay. Speak of the family, and she shall appear. That's our sister Carolyn. So she came down. And then I guess that made me lose my train of thought.
No, you're saying you need to spend one-on-one time, which I completely agree with. Mm-hmm. I think it's important. And if you're in a room with everyone and everyone's talking and interacting, like you don't actually have any one-on-one interactions with anyone because everyone is there. So you almost have to like pull people aside.
Yeah, you do. And by the way, you're going to have more fun that way. It's not fun when you're at like a table and there's four people having a conversation about – the cosmos or something, and you're like, okay, there's five people and I don't really know much about the cosmos, and and you're just kind of sitting there. But if you like talk to someone one-on-one, then you're forced to have a genuine conversation with them and they're forced to participate in it, and it just makes the whole thing more enjoyable and it makes time go by faster and it's just a better time. So socialize. And I guess the crux of all of this is what I'm saying is you're home with your family. Family's number one. And if you're home with your family, you have to figure out these ways to make it work. I know we're lucky enough to have a Christmas time where we can come back and it's fun every year.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people don't like their families, or it's like a chore for them to have to come back, or it's obviously not as big of an event. And that's something that's kind of funny for me that I've been thinking about actually a lot this year is Christmas in just our immediate family is an ordeal.
It's such an ordeal. It's huge. It's like
even just taking a family picture 10 minutes ago was like an ordeal.
Took 10 minutes just to take the photo.
Yeah.
Took more than that.
Actually. Probably 15 minutes. Yeah. My mom's setting up like three cameras and she can't get the timer to work on when she's posing people in different places. And she's like, no, we get from church. No one changed from your church clothes. Stay in your church clothes. Frankly,
cannot change.
Don't change from your shirt clothes. That's what we call it. Church clothes. It's good clothes.
Just clothes.
But it's an ordeal. And you have to make the most of it. Because I'm a big proponent of positive thinking. If you are thinking Christmas is going to suck ass and you're going back and like, I got to go see Uncle Poopa and whatever. And then you go and it's going to suck because in your mind it's like it sucks. Try to make it fun.
You know what I think on that point could be like a fourth. By the way, number three, what is it? One-on-one time. Get one-on-one time.
Four.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, number get a one-on-one time. That was number four. Get one-on-one time.
Ding, ding, ding.
I thought I had another one. I don't remember what it was.
So I have one. And I don't know. It sort of goes off of your idea of like having fun. we don't need this because we have a lot of entertainment around us and like idiot uncles like I won't say who.
Okay.
But
it's a good sentence.
We know who. so we don't need entertainment. But for those of you who do, I think coming again, preparing. By the way, you can organize all this preparing in an Excel spreadsheet would be smart, the smartest to do.
Okay.
But you come prepared with like questions that are like maybe like a little too out there for certain people. And you ask them weird questions.
How do you like your eggs and why?
Perfect. I love that question.
Yeah.
Shout out to Corey Warzala on that
one. It's an icebreaker and it sparks a little something something.
Yeah. It's like, how do you like your eggs?
Yeah. But why?
And why?
Do you not like the runniness? Do you like your eggs over hard because you don't like the runniness?
Is over hard a preparation for eggs?
Yeah. It's when you cook the gooey thing all the way through. So it's like yellow. Over easy would be really runny. Over medium is like kind of runny, but not super runny.
What about scrambies?
Yeah, scrambies.
Why do you like scrambles?
Poached. Why do you like poached?
Because it's easy to say which one you like, but it's not easy to say why you like which one.
Yeah.
I agree. Or another one could potentially be, you know.
What's the deal with airplane peanuts?
You could say something like.
Who'd you vote for and why?
Who'd you vote for and why? Say something
what's
like.
Your favorite, what's your favorite alcoholic drink?
What's your favorite non-alcoholic
drink? So this is a great thing, and this is organic too. So you're hey Uncle Peter, you want a drink? I can get you something. What do you want? And then he goes, I'll have a whiskey sour. Okay, great. You make him whiskey sour. Why? What's up with whiskey sours? Are you a big whiskey sour guy? You give him a joke, bust his balls a little bit, and they're like, oh no, I just I can't drink beer. It makes me fart. Mm. And you're like, oh, so you have IBS? And he's like, yeah.
That's a conversation. That's a fun
conversation.
Or you could say, if you had to choose between never seeing your family again and never seeing again, which one would you choose?
Yeah. Would you rather?
Would you rather lose your eyesight or lose your family? That would start the conversation.
These are all good ways to ignite a conversation with your family. You just gotta be creative. You have to give a shit. Give a shit. And if you don't give a shit, then why are you going home?
Give a shit.
Because I guarantee there's people listening about, well, I don't give a shit. Okay, then don't go home, bozo. like, I'm Gary Vee. Seriously.
I'm
Gary V. Me neither. I hate him. He's a charlatan.
It's pronounced charlatan.
Okay. Well,
all right, so that's number five.
I guess, yeah, that's number five.
Bring in an interesting question. Ding, ding, ding.
Bring an interesting question. Make a spreadsheet. Make a Google spreadsheet. Don't use Excel. Use Google Sheets.
Google Sheets. The functionality on Google Sheets, for what it's worth, is increasing exponentially to align with Excel.
So this has been a different Christmas for us because COVID, obviously. We're not going anywhere tonight. This is the first Christmas Eve we haven't done anything.
I don't mind it, actually.
I love it. It's great. But it's certainly a different vibe, I would say.
DV,
yeah,
for sure.
And I think a lot of people haven't been traveling this year due to Uncle COVID. But do you think this will change the way people approach holidays in the future? Like, do you think big family gatherings and stuff will be frowned upon even after vid is gone?
BFGs. I don't know. I would hope not, because not down here.
No, this is how it works in a big family. People just come and interrupt what you're doing, and they'll just scream and go, "Hey, where's Matt? Where's your camera?
Where's so and so?"
And you, I don't know. Text them.
You do need to text. Texting is. I used to hate it because I'm like, you're in the same house.
No,
it's smart. You need to text them. You can be anywhere.
When you got a BF like us,
when you have a BF, you need to. U-T.
You gotta text. My mom, remember when mom used to have that cowbell that she would ring when it was time for dinner? Our mom used to have a cowbell and she would ring the cowbell for dinner.
I used to love that.
Dude, she did it for like 5 years.
Fair, by the way.
It is fair.
There was no other method by which to wrangle
everyone. I didn't mind it. It was fine. It's just funny because it's like that's literally what you do for animals. And get it.
We were pretty much ding, 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 ding. It was like a cowbell, and it was not. It was like a cowbell, like clunk, 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 clunk. Like, how do you even do that?
Yeah, it was like a donger. But that's like what you hear at a football game.
Yeah.
When the team comes out. Yeah. And they're like, oh, well, now we're introducing the star player of Indiana, the best running back in
Mike
the world.
Thomas.
Matt Thomas. Mike wasn't a running back. He didn't play running back, so it doesn't make sense if that was him. It's Matt Thomas.
This is fictional.
And then all the girls go, oh, my God. And there's like bras on the field, and like and I'm like, oh my God, you're underage, you're not allowed to like what is that? What?
Now you're looking at a bunch of high schoolers' titties. So.
Well, I'm that's in high school at the time, so it's fine.
No, you're not in high school now. You're no, now
I'm
looking at
it's a memory.
You're fantasizing about high school women throwing their tops at you now.
No. This was in high school. This was me. I was the top star, and everyone's like, oh man, like. Oh God, you're so handsome! Like that's what they would say.
I don't think I ever heard about that.
Just trust me, because you weren't even here. You were in college at the time.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I had all the college girls throwing their bras on the field.
Yeah, and they were out of my league. I stuck to my sweet spot, and I would come back to my car, and there'd be numbers pasted all over my car, and like post-it notes, and they'd be like, "Oh, please kiss me, Matt," and I'd be like, "Sorry, babe.
I have a boyfriend."
Sorry, I have homework tonight.
Thomas Kruger's waiting for me.
Thomas is waiting for me at home to kiss him. Kiss. So what's your favorite Christmas tradition that we have? And don't without context to the people. So just tell me what your favorite thing about Christmas usually coming home is, and I'll tell you mine.
I like Christmas morning. Like, I just like the sitting on the stairs, coming down the stairs, not being allowed to come down the stairs before you're supposed to come down the stairs.
Yeah.
And finding the stockings. I used to like it more when the girls got more excited about it.
Oh, yeah, when they were like little babies.
Yeah. Now they're just everyone's box. They used to run. But now,
yeah, that's true. And now we're just adults sitting on the stairs.
Now we're just a bunch of adults sitting on our stairs waiting to come down with our dad. By the way, he doesn't have the camcorder anymore, which peeves me. Oh, she's
still- he just uses his phone.
I know.
How much time do I have left on this little thingy? I'm going to have to restart this. Oh, there's 2 minutes left. All right. Now I'm going to restart this. And
about time, isn't it? Like, it's 27:10.
Yeah, I'm going to restart it. So while I'm restarting it, everyone, look at this picture of Kevin Spacey that I'm going to edit in. All right, ready? Look at this picture of Kevin Spacey. Isn't he hot? Okay, it's still going. And see, now we're back. You only had to look at that picture of that guy.
Was I supposed to have stopped this?
No, it's fine. I'll line it up in post, as they say.
LIP and P.
Line it up in post. And I lost my train of thought again. Oh, we were talking about Christmas things. So I do like Christmas morning. But I also like the days leading up to Christmas, because that's when everyone's home. It's when everyone's getting back. And we'll go out to dinner at some stupid South Bend restaurant that I've never been to before.
But we didn't do that this year.
No. But that's why this year's been different. But those times are my favorite, like the first couple days here, because you're like, oh, I have so much time to relax and do whatever I want. And it's kind of nice.
We did go ice skating.
We went to the theater. And so that was fun. But I do like Christmas morning a lot. But it has felt weird this year, hasn't it?
It's felt weird, but it's been, yeah, it's felt, well, actually, I don't know, though.
It's felt weird.
I don't do that much when I come home.
I don't either. But okay, so last night when I went out, that felt really weird.
He got drunk with his friend.
I didn't get drunk. I'm not drunk. I'm drunk right now.
I like beer.
I still like beer. Driving around town, I'm like, you know what? There's nothing for me here anymore. Literally nothing. Like, there'd be some times when I'd come back and I go, oh, I'm going to go to the bars. I'll go see some friends, whatever. And I'm just like, oh, this isn't the same city it was. To me, it looks the same. It's just, it's not.
I'm following rule number two right now.
That's a great rule.
It's rule number two.
Yeah, we'll go with two.
Thank you for Pachanga for sponsoring this podcast.
Oh, it's time to do ad reads. I forgot. So, are you thirsty for a beer that has a piñata on it? Look no further than Pachanga, the Mexican-style lager from Sun King Brewery in sunny Southern California, probably.
Pachanga.
It tastes the crisp, fresh sense of a hoppy lager that comes straight from the Mexican border. Pachanga, do you like being not thirsty anymore? Drink Pachanga.
Drink responsibly.
Please drink responsibly, unless it's Christmas. So that was our first sponsor of the show. Obviously,
they don't know it yet, but
no, they do. Yeah, and yeah. So they're also sponsored by Taco Bell, but I'm not supposed to read them this episode.
Ah, okay.
Did you shake this up before? Yeah. I did that. Mm. Oh, you dingus. Nothing like a cream ale.
Dude, you know what I want? What are those cream ones from? You know what I'm talking about.
Cali Creamin'.
Cali Creamin'.
Yep. Those are so expensive, though. They're $12 for six of them.
I don't care. They're so
it's $2 a sud.
Yeah, but in a bar, that'd be cheap as balls.
Mike, I spent $9 on three beers
last night. I know. That's insane.
And that's the thing about South Bend. So, yeah, when I was driving around, I'm like, oh, I don't – this doesn't feel like the same
plus tax?
City to me. Yeah, yeah. $9.36.
$10.36?
No, $9.36.
$9.36.
I took $4 because the guy kept coming over and being like, can I get you?
So it's $3.12 per beer, mm-hmm. including tax. 12 cents. 12 – oh, 12 – no. 4% tax. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. And the bartender was hammered. $4. I'm a generous tipper. Even though I've bitched about tipping on the show before, I still tip nicely. I just don't like
he's
tipping.
You're a generous tipper when there's a $9 tap.
No, but also like if – when you give good service, I'm a good tipper. Like if you're doing your job.
He was hammered, but he was fine.
I don't care if you're hammered. If you're doing a good job, you're coming over and giving me good service and it's like you're like, hey, do you need another beer? Do you need another beer? Like great. But I got shit on a couple episodes ago because someone was like – because I didn't tip – or I did not – I still tipped. I only tipped 10% instead of
Yeah, I agree.
That's all, folks. I tipped 10% instead of 20% because the server sucked. And I had people commenting on my post like, no, you're a fucking dick for doing that. And I'm like, okay, but it's your job.
Also, tipping is stupid as a concept. They should build it into like Europe.
Yes.
And South
everywhere
America
else in the world.
And everywhere else in the world.
Everywhere else in the world.
There might be another place that does it. I don't know. But regardless, you need to have your, like, whatever, your wages built into
fair.
Your fair. Yes. Yeah. Like, you should.
A server it's not my responsibility.
Yeah. A server shouldn't have to depend on tipping to hit their, like, minimum wage or whatever.
I know. But here's the other thing, too, is someone was like, yeah, but dude, they don't make very much. It's blah, blah, blah. You should make it. I'm like, okay, but you're
then
in control.
Do a good
of,
job.
Yeah, yeah. You're in control of how much you make. And I know there's people out there who don't tip well no matter what. They're just shitheads. And, okay, fuck you. But at the same time, if you are working in an LA restaurant, you're going to make good money. Like, remember when we went to the Butcher, the Baker, Cappuccino Maker on Sunset and that guy came out?
I'll never forget that.
It was insane.
I think we tipped him like 40%.
Yeah, we tipped him a lot of money.
That was insane.
And by the way, dude, that was only one table he's serving. So
for
he
context,
probably got at least $50 in tips. And that's on top of his hourly rate. So he's making well over $50 an hour.
For context, this guy came out and like he – it was almost like poetry the way he read the menu.
Yeah.
And like, they read the specials. He didn't look at anything. He had like hand gestures and facial expressions and like it was probably, what, 5 minutes, like his whole spiel?
Yeah, and he went through the whole menu and he's the only waiter I've ever been comfortable with being like, I don't need to write it down. I fucking hate when waiters like, I don't need to write it down. I'm like, yeah, but could you though?
Because you're going to forget.
Yeah, like –
and then they come back to you and they're like, hey, what was that thing again?
Yeah.
Like, just write it down.
This is why you write it down. But that guy was like, I'm like, I trust this guy because he clearly wrote his own little script for the whole menu.
Yeah, it was an act in and of itself. You know, he was probably an actor who was like,
100%. Most of these guys are actors. And that's what I'm saying, deserves a good tip. But this guy last night, he wasn't, you know, I mean, he wasn't serving me, he was just giving me beers, but like, hammered off his ass. And was just like, hey, do you want another beer? Yes, of course. I'm going to tip you well. Also, the bill was low, so I'm going to tip better anyways. I'm like, $9 is too little to be paying for three beers at a bar.
I feel bad. I feel
yeah.
Like I'm stealing.
But like, yeah, if you do a bad job, like, it's not my
problem. Where did you go?
Mulligan's.
Mulligan's.
Which I don't know that I've been there in.
Where is it anyway?
It's right next to the Backer.
Oh, no, I have been to the Backer once.
You've definitely been to the
a couple times.
The Baxter. But there was like no one out last night. Dude, it was also we go in, it's dead silent in the bar. There's not a single tune playing.
What?
No, nothing.
Why?
I don't know.
Wait.
And there was probably 10, 15 people there. And we went and sat in like the main area. There was no one there. We had like one table. And then finally after like an hour, someone puts on one Christmas song.
Oh, it's a like a jukebox thing.
I couldn't find it. I guess it was, but I didn't see it. And they played one Christmas song, and then it turns off again for another 20 minutes. And then someone put on a Backstreet Boys song, and that was it. I'm like, who runs a bar that doesn't have music on all the time?
Dingus.
That made me very angry.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you're going to have a bar, you can have a jukebox. Just have the just have it set up so that the jukebox overrides the like the background music.
Yeah, usually the jukebox things are set up to the system. They just play random shit unless you pick something from your phone.
Yeah, and then it overrides on the next song or whatever.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, I don't know. It just totally ruined the vibe. But I didn't want to leave somewhere else. Like, it's like, all right, we're already here. I'm not going to, like, leave just because there's no music on. Oh, no. I'm getting a call from Indianapolis, Indiana. Who could this be? Should I answer it?
No, you can't answer it.
No, I wish I could, but I can't.
Here, how about we do this?
I don't know.
You can stop behind, though.
Should I answer it? Okay, ready? Hello.
Thank you for choosing Marriott Hotel.
God damn it. That was not worth it. Sorry. Now, I was hoping that'd be like something exciting.
Hey, Marriott.
Damn it.
Now you gotta start over?
Yeah, I had to start over my recording.
So is that a bad thing?
Yeah, now I just gotta import two recordings. It's just a very minor inconvenience. But it's just, I would rather kept just one recording for the whole thing. So in case I need to like edit and make the, like, compress the audio file to make it sound better and, like, remove the background noise.
I have to do two.
I have to do two. And I have to do it identically.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well.
That's what you get for being a podcaster. If you use this dashboard, switchboard that I got you for Christmas.
By the way, that thing's going to be so helpful. So Mike got me some new equipment for the podcast show, so it'll be much
easier. I definitely knew he wanted it, and he definitely didn't ask for it.
I did not. We have to make Google Sheets in our family to ask for gifts. So, and we have a Google Doc itinerary. So don't bitch to me about how your Christmases are hard or how it's, oh, it's so hard to make it home, baby. Shut up, pussy. We have to have a Christmas itinerary and a Christmas Google Doc to ask for gifts and shit. That's how fucking hard it is to coordinate for us. So I want to hear your bullshit about how Uncle Ding Dong's hard to talk to or how your mom makes bad bread and you don't like how much your dad counts your beers when you're home for Christmas. Shut up, all right? It's way harder here than you know. So that's that, and go fuck yourself.
That's it. Rule number 7, go fuck yourself.
All right, I guess. How much time do we have? How much time are you running?
We're at 37, 35, 36, 37, 38.
So what should we go to? Because I don't want to – 38 is a weird number to end on.
All right, let's go to 40.
Okay.
45?
I don't know. I mean, if you have other things you want to bring up, bring them up.
Well, so what do we have now? Let's do a quick recap, and then I have one more thing to bring up.
Okay. Quick recap. Number one, no politics.
No pee.
Don't talk about politics, you stupid bitch. Number two, get drunk. It's time to have fun with your family. Don't get hammered, but stay in the buzz zone. Get in the BZ. It'll lubricate the conversation, make it a more fun time, which brings us to number three, which is be fun. Force yourself to be fun. It's important to be fun. You need to – you only see these people once or twice a year. Leave a good impression on them. And you might also make a good relationship with someone who maybe a family member you thought was weird when you were a kid or a cousin who used to pick their nose and eat the boogers or something. Maybe they're cool now. Who knows? Number four is one-on-one time. Get some good one-on-one time with your family because that's also how you, you know, understand who's cool in your family and who's not. It's worth it. What was the one you added?
Number five.
Oh, come with questions.
Number five was prompts. Come with
writing prompts.
No, come with things for yourself, like interesting things about yourself.
Yeah.
Number six, was come with questions.
Mm-hmm.
And number seven is go fuck yourself. What was it?
Go fuck yourself.
That's what it was. But I have one more. Okay. So, and this one is more of like a me thing, and I don't necessarily need to push it on everyone, but I think it's really helpful. And it's more for after. Maintain some sort of like routine throughout, because what happens a lot is you go into these weekends, at least I do,
yeah,
and then like I forget about like my routine and I forget about work and I forget about like whatever, like my goals or whatever, and it's, or rather, not that I do it, but it's easy to do that. And so like maintaining those things, or like at least maintaining some semblance of consistency throughout, or like fluidity throughout, like before, during, and after your break is actually quite useful for afterward, because afterward, otherwise it's just like, it's almost like you went into this dream world and then you came out and back into reality. Wouldn't like, it should just be like a little bit more fluid than that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I explained that.
No, I agree. You should have, even if it's like just the night before, you're going, all right, what am I doing tomorrow? What's my plan of attack for tomorrow? What am I getting done tomorrow? What am I doing with my routine?
Or it's out,
like go to the mall, you know, make a cake or whatever you're doing.
Like disconnect from work, I guess, but like make sure you're not just
randomly going about,
just like unintentional about everything.
Yeah, because then you're just going to sit on the couch all day and watch.
Which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but if as long as you're like okay with doing that.
But I know, yeah, but if you're having fun with that, that's great. But like, shut the fuck up and stop complaining if you're going to go, oh, it sucked going home with the family. We just sat on the couch and watched TV all day. Be proactive. So that maybe is another rule. Be proactive about it.
It's like be intentional about it.
Yeah, be intentional. Like have a plan of action.
Like if you want to go schlub on the couch – I support
and
if that.
And that means a great break for you. Do that.
But I support that.
You are slubbing on the couch and you go back to Mississippi or whatever, and you're like, "That sucked. We didn't do anything but sit on the couch and watch TV." That's your fucking fault. Come up with activities for the family. You're there. You
can play have time. Games. Yeah. Rum Runner.
I bring my Xbox back, and there's like fun games you can play with the family.
Did you bring
Xbox.
Your Xbox back?
Yeah. How do you think I was playing Jedi?
I thought we had it. Why haven't you invited me to play it?
All right, we'll play it after this. Mike doesn't play video games.
I don't play video games because I don't have a video game console. Because I was poor when I was in Argentina. I just moved back to the U.S.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, if you want to buy me an Xbox, you can. I need a new one. The one I have right now doesn't work very well.
Spent all my money on that stupid switchboard.
Oh, it's called just a kidding. Mixer. Oh, yeah, and so that's the other thing. So the mixer is going to actually kind of be a game changer. So it's going to actually help a lot of these audio problems I've been bitching about for the last two episodes. Rough start to season three, by the way. My last two episodes were very average.
Why?
I don't know. They just sucked.
Just in terms of the content or in terms of the audio?
Both. The audio sucked on the last episode, and I couldn't fix it. I don't know what the hell was up. But then the content has just been tough because I'm focusing on one topic per episode now.
Just As opposed to like being...
Yeah, just being all over the place. Just because I want to focus it in and like, let's dive deep into these topics. And like, I go on tangents anyways. So let's figure out... And that's what the show was originally supposed to be about in the first place. Was like, what the heck's up with this or that or this or that or this or that?
Now we're just bringing it back to normal, baby.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
So this is what the heck's up with Christmas, I guess.
How much research do you... Actually, we got to finish up Christmas. What the heck is up with Christmas? We didn't even talk about what the heck is up with Christmas.
Well... I don't want to talk about like the origins of it. That's boring.
Why? Doesn't have to
because
be.
I don't care. Who gives a shit? Everyone's like, oh no.
Apparently a lot of people do in the world care about
I know,
Christmas.
But
like I hear you.
You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Like Christmas is magical. Magical Christmas time. It's great. But like the whole reason I did this episode, it's like family. That's why you go back. That's what Christmas is. Everyone's like, oh, baby Jesus. No, no. Fuck, shut up. It's about family. You're going home to see your family. Like
baby Jesus, more like baby Yoda.
Yeah. Right? Baby Yoda. That's who we're actually celebrating this year. But like you sit around with your family. You have those moments with your family. Like that's why Christmas is important, in my opinion. The priest was like, that priest we went to last week for church was like,
it's about make the
sure,
Eucharist.
Yeah, make sure you go, you making time for going to church and stuff. And like, yeah, that's fine and well and good and important, whatever the fuck. But like, being with your family is 1,000 times more important, in my opinion. So that's the crux of the point of this episode is fucking tolerate your family, even if you fucking hate them, and give a shit, give an effort. Try to like be present. And what'd you say? Have intention?
Be intentional.
Be intentional about it.
There's some crazy stat actually going along with that. It's in Wait But Why. I think I sent this episode to you. By the way, we're 43, 48.
So I think we have time. Let me look at the thingy. There's 13 minutes. Yeah, finish your tangent. Okay.
So there's some crazy stat where if you don't live in the same city as your parents, you've spent more than 90% of the time you'll ever spend with your parents in your life.
Already. Yeah.
Or more, depending on how old you are. Yeah. So I've already spent more than 90, probably 2%, 93% of the time I'll ever spend with my parents already. And so I'm only going to see them. It breaks down to something crazy. Like you're only going to see them for a total of, whatever, 30 more hours in your life.
Yeah. So you go like, the way you break it down is how often do you see your parents a year? How long are you with them per year? And then how many years left do you think they have? And then do the math that way.
Yeah.
And that's very sobering. And also... the time that you've already spent with them, you weren't a real person. You were a stupid little kid.
In the show notes.
Yeah, that I should show article. That. Yeah, yeah. It's a great article, actually. It's very sobering, and it's very, like, just to reiterate what it is you only have X amount of times left with your parents, your siblings, your, you know, whatever. So make it count, you stupid bitch.
Who are you talking to, by the way?
My listeners. Adam Stutzman in particular.
He's such a bitch.
He listens to this. I shouldn't have said his last
name. You know what I love?
What?
You gotta edit that out.
No, I'm not going to. Fuck you, Adam.
you know, I love how Adam mounts his lightsaber and turns it on and takes boomerangs.
And be like, nice new addition. And you're like, what?
Do you sit around with that lighting? Or did you do this for the photo?
It just happened to be like that.
That lightsaber is so badass.
It actually is pretty cool. It is cool. All right, guys. I think that's it for now. We've been going for what? 40-something minutes?
45 minutes, 46 minutes.
That's fine. 45 minutes. That's plenty, you stupid fucks. Maybe we'll do one tomorrow morning. That'd be kind of funny. Or maybe I'll just record it. Whatever. Shut up. It doesn't matter. That's it for now. Remember the rules. They're important. Family is everything. And if you don't believe me or agree with me, then go fuck yourself. I don't care. I'm right and you're wrong. And that's really all that this comes down to. So we'll see you guys next week or something like that. I don't know. Anything else to add, Michael?
No, thanks for having me. This is fun. I always love this.
Yeah, it's a good time. Let's probably go drink and eat.
Yeah, I'm down. Good.
Goodbye. See you later. Now press the button.